Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
See the world.
So, this weekend, a friend of mine came to visit South Africa. He's a diplomat, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's from the DRC, but he's stationed in Kenya.
Okay.
So, I'm speaking to him, on Saturday. He's like, Sizwe, man, your country's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your country's beautiful, bro. It's like Europe.
Sounds like there's a bat coming here.
No, it's no bat. You just talking about how beautiful it is. Like, everything works. The roads are proper. I mean, and I was thinking to myself, we think our roads are bad.
Yeah.
But have you seen roads in DRC?
Yeah.
I mean,
when you travel the continent.
Saul,
yeah.
I can't explain to you how bad it is. You know what you're thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 times worse than that in DRC.
And it'll give you a context as to why 4x4s get stolen so much in this country.
Because
then they get shipped to the rest of the continent.
Because
you need a 4x4.
Mm. And then in Kenya's not too bad. Like, the roads are cool, but there's all sorts of bikes. It's like Okadas.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Nigeria, right?
Yes.
Now, I notice with delivery bikes,
we
are getting a lot more Okadas.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with bikes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's nothing wrong with bicycles, mm-hmm. right? But there's a reason why bicycles have bicycle lanes.
Yeah.
According to K53, if somebody's on a motorbike, that is a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be behind that person. Don't drive alongside that person, etc. so on. Just like when you're looking for parking and you think you found a parking, you get there, there's a bike. That's the whole parking is taken. Now, let's be honest, it's inefficient to yield and leave enough space for a car only for a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we have these bikes, the more idali inkinga.
Yeah.
That's just a small thing. Now, Mpo, I know you've noticed this. Mpunda, I know you've noticed this as well. You know when you turn a corner, there aren't lanes that are painted on the road about where you should be in that corner.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just as vehicles, we know which I should be taking this kind of a curve, etc.
Yeah.
and so on.
Yeah.
These bikes, they just drift in and out. They drift in and out of that curve.
Yep.
And I get incensed.
So do I.
Honestly.
Just yesterday, I was traveling from Mpumalanga. I had to deal. I think Sunday is the best day for bikers. Mm. I had to deal with them. Like, it was unbelievable. And I actually wanted to tweet about this, that I think they really drive horribly on the road or give us a tough time as bikers. I don't know. They might hate me, but honestly, I think bikers, especially the ones that are delivering, they really give us a hard time on the road.
So I'm glad you made that distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Because general bikers, like Dr. Taylor, when they ride in pairs or in fours or in sixes or in eights. And the reason why they do that is because the one person can take the left side of the lane, the other person can take the right side of the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Then they move like a car in unison.
Yeah.
Mm. Delivery, nah, man. Some of these guys can't even ride a bike.
No, the problem is you can tell most of them can't ride the bike. Some of them you can tell do not know, they don't have a clue about the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They are just on it. They're not wearing the right gear. I've seen guys in flip-flops where you're like, hey, should anything happen here? You're going to lose a foot. Some of them, you can see this helmet. Ki helmet ya go cutting. Like, if anything happens, that helmet is not going to protect you from much. So, these guys stress me. Hey?
And also, do you think what makes it worse is the fact that they're driving or riding via GPS?
While looking down,
Yes, I think that does make it worse. And also there's the pressure because I'm waiting for my meal or I want to start cooking groceries for the family. And also, I think when the laws were being made, we didn't see this coming because you don't need a license to be riding those things. Just the learners suffices as enough. And many of them, some of them, in fact, don't really even have the right documentation. So they can't even go through the proper K-59 route to actually get a license or that learners because of the documents are very shady.
K-53, do you have a license?
That is funny. That's funny. He added a six. Added a six here, Pantela.
That's how good I am. That's how good my license is. That tastes me.
That is funny. So give us a shout. Have you had to deal with bikers on the road? Maybe you are a biker on the road and you're like, nah, man, you guys are being unfair. Because sometimes we do that. We don't know the perspective. I've generally got a bike.
Mm-hmm.
I ride it maybe once a year, if that. But I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
For anything, I would like somebody, if they do have a bike, these delivery bikes, take us into the mindset of a delivery bike rider. Maybe that's one thing we need to know, to understand, Guti, so that we more maybe patient with you guys.
Let's see.
As it is, bikers, Ngosiyami, they are the next taxi drivers because, wow, they feel so entitled on the road, especially these delivery guys. But driving, it's like they drive nonsense. I remember I had an incident whereby one of these bikers, I think he was driving a Ducati, he wanted me to make way for him, and there was chock-a-block traffic in Kailami. So what he did, luckily I had my windows down, right? So luckily I thought very quickly, I didn't make way for him.
Hey.
Oh, Vela, Pim Jongen. Hey. Yeah, GPS. I understand. We are not here steely. Ngapa u drive ngendlela yakhe. Hey, ngamaphaqaphaqa emvuleni. Hey, hey, rari bona bathu ba mudimi. Awuwa, uvelaphi? Tiriti.
That's funny.
Uvelaphi mjonge?
So here I was thinking K59 is specifically for the bikes.
That is funny.
Barbara in Four Ways.
Good morning. How are you, Sizwe?
We are well. Thanks. And you?
I'm well. Thank you, Sizwe and the listeners. Sizwe, I'm just commenting on this bike because in the afternoon, especially in the afternoon peak hour, the bikers, I believe, they're in Cedar Road. Most of them go to their checkers in Stain City. They are so reckless when they are driving there that you have to be so cautious for them. And most accidents are for bikers. They take place there, or the scooters take place there.
No, definitely. Thank you very much for that, Barbara. And indeed, it does happen, specifically in Cedar Road by Four Ways. So thank you for that call. Saul, do you remember Velapi?
Yep.
Yeah. That was actually one of the greatest sitcoms, I think, that South Africa ever had. That and Scooty's Nice. Do you think it's disrespectful to refer to people that ride bikes as Velapi?
Nah, I mean, look, that's the only guy who was riding a bike on a sitcom in the 90s. And so we became... And also, I think it's a term of endearment more than dissing the person. Mm. I don't know why they take it as insults, because Velapi was beloved by the whole country.
God, the way he's did it. He was a bit of a ditz.
Well, we're just referring to the fact that they're on a bike. We're not speaking to their character now, obviously, because here's a stranger and I'm calling him Velapi Mchongeni, not because I think he's an idiot, simply because he's on a bike.
Mm.
Guys, I am so happy that you brought up this topic. There was a Friday, ngang driver corner, just after Kailami. These guys, omunye ungap, omunye ungap, amalights wabo. The way they were writing a corner, my side mirrors, ang sagoni manju kubona pambili. Yo, maututing up, like, yeah, those people, guys, ay.
Yeah. Now I want us to look at the other side of the equation, though, right? Because the reason why they use bikes is because bikes can weave through traffic. They're obviously cheaper as well. And they'll get to the destination a lot quicker than a car will. Do you make use of their services?
All the time.
So their convenience does aid and help your life, does it not?
Yes.
Okay. So now, if you can agree that they add value in the system in that way, is this inconvenience when you happen to be on the road, is it not worth stomaching?
If I'm not the customer receiving the goods or the meal, nah, it's not worth it. You know what? It's like...
But you are the customer. You're just not receiving it that time. But you are the customer. You're either using Checker 60 or using, Mr. D or food delivery or something. Eventually you use them. And then when you're using them, you wish they'd get to you on time, don't you?
I wish they'd get to me on time, but not inconvenience other people or cause accidents and risk other people's lives. So I feel like my demand for great service at that time can't be more than the safety of people out there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Caesar, oh, Vela, people say checkers. They're the worst bikers. on the road. Please help us with these checkers, because they are the worst.
At a time, this guy was supposed to give me right of way. Actually, I was already driving straight. He was turning. He just bumped into my car. And Lomtaka, instead of acknowledging that he bumped my car, he was busy assessing the damage on his bike. And the worst part is, they got driving on the back of his bike, behind him, I mean. And he didn't even care about that lady if she was injured or what. But whatever he was doing was busy assessing the bike. And I was like, dude, are you aware that you bumped into my car and you damaged it?
You see, what he's raising is that new Uber feature,
mm-hmm,
where you can grab a motorbike because you want to weave through traffic.
Really?
Yes, it's a new thing that they're offering. Hey. I don't know if I could risk my life
Don't do that.
They're trying to save a buck. Surely it's very cheap to risk yourself like that.
Imagine.
Having a discussion right now about bikers on the road.
It's Lungi here. I'm just butting in the conversation about bikers. Personally, I am a biker, and even though a lot of people do seem to start acknowledging us on the roads, it is still a bit of an issue where we still have to have campaigns such as Biker Lives Matter, but essentially all lives matter. So I always, I mean, I'm driving, but also ride, but it's also very difficult to see that some bikers also do take advantage of the fact that just because they're on a bike, they can get away with not being in traffic.
Okay, we hear you. We also got Khonse on the line. Khonse from Pretoria. Khonse, how's it going?
Save the world.
Yabu.
You know, when you talk about these delivery guys, man, you get irritated a lot. They don't even pay for the boom, for parking. You know that, right? They will tailgate you. They will literally tailgate you, wait for you to pay, and then once you put your ticket in, he's already behind you. So, yesterday I even saw one. He was pushing his bike towards in the filling station. Immediately after he put on his petrol, seriously, the way he rode out of the filling station, I'm like, these guys are they're not worth it. However,
so wait, are you telling me he didn't pay? Are you telling me he didn't pay for the fuel?
No, he paid for the fuel, but then it was a shame when he was pushing his bike to the filling station. And after he bought fuel, the way he drove out, it was something else.
Okay, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But I do agree with you on something.
Yeah.
It's a question in two kind of situations. They irritate us on the road. However, when you're at home, they are very convenient. As you told Saul, right now, they're very convenient when you're sitting at home. So we are hypocrites in a way because they irritate us. However, we are also, we appreciate them because when you're sitting at home, they can do the things for you without you driving out. So it's a captain too.
Thank you very much. And that's why I say you can't take the benefits of the services they provide and then complain about the inconvenience they cause.
Yo, Sizwe, like me, I'm a pedestrian. But on this particular day, I'm walking like on the pedestrian thingy that is there, side of the road. And guess what? The biker as well goes there. Now I had to move to the side so that he can pass. And this is so unfair.
Yeah, you see, you shouldn't be on the sidewalk at all.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.